Election Night coverage on DWS brought to you by Rental City, the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, Allstate agent Bill Abel, Bridal Brook Adult Community, Wallace Land and Auction, and Coach House Garages.
10:27, 34 degrees on News Talk 1400. Our Election Night coverage continues. Some of the statewide races to let you know about. In the governor's primary race on the Democrat side, J.B. Pritzker is the winner. Bruce Rauner apparently accepting victory. He did not use those words, but made a victory-type speech. Attorney General side, on the Republican side, it is local product Erica Harold, who will be the Republican nominee. No word yet on the Attorney General. In the 13th congressional race on the Democratic side, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan will face incumbent Rodney Davis in November. And we have some other races now that are becoming final. The State House District 104 has gone for Cynthia Cunningham. Cindy Cunningham winning with about 64% of the vote. She defeats Frank McCullough. Out now to the Brookings Administrative Center and Tim Dittman. Tim?
All right, thanks, Scott. The final results are in from Brookings, and we're going to bring in now Matt Grandoni, who is the Republican nominee for Champaign County Clerk. His numbers tonight, 6,423 votes. John Rector, 5,776 votes. That's roughly 53% to 47%. Matt, congratulations.
Thank you.
A bit of a tight one. How were you feeling down the stretch?
You know, you never, if we learn nothing in this business and working in this office, you know, you wait until all 118 precincts are in before you do anything. And the minute that last one came in, that was the first moment I really thought about, okay, this is happening.
Well, yeah, congratulations. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling really good. You know, we put together a plan. We executed the plan over the last 6 months. We had a lot of help to get there. Nobody ever gets elected by themselves. And now we have to, you know, look at what we did over the last 6 months, see how we can fix it going forward. To make sure we get the results we want in November. And I think we've got to get everybody on the same page. It's going to be tough looking at the Democratic turnout over the past, you know, this election. I think it's going to be tough for any Republican.
Forgive me for not remembering. Was this your first time running for elected office?
This is the first time running for anything, yeah.
What did you learn on the campaign trail?
I learned that it's hard work. I mean, it's absolutely hard work. That it's tough to explain it to somebody who hasn't lived it. I thought that I understood it simply working in the office and being around people that have done it, like Gordy and John Farney and Alan Jones, but it's, you never really truly understand it until your name is actually printed on that ballot, and what you do is something that everybody's looking at.
So what was this day like for you? How much of it was work in the office versus how much of it was campaigning?
It was all work in the office
all work
until
in the
9 o'clock.
Okay.
It was nice. You know, it's I've been told by a lot of candidates that this last day is really hard to keep busy and it drags, but having that, you know, the office, having that responsibility to make sure we ran a good election really made the day go by fast, at least until about 6:30.
I know, Gordy, your boss has mm-hmm. mentioned that the equipment in the office is getting into its teen years now, getting a little old, and I know that was an issue you talked about on the campaign trail, that you'd like to eventually replace that. So I guess, where do we go from? I know you have another election coming mm-hmm. up, but where do we go from here on that topic?
You know, it's not just a problem we're facing here in Champaign County or even in Illinois. Most election equipment across the country is purchased in about 2006, between 2006 and 2008, with federal dollars that were given to the state and then passed on to the counties. Those federal dollars no longer exist, so as our equipment's aging, we have to figure out how do we pay that bill. Obviously, it's not something the county's going to be able to afford, you know, just with general revenues, so we have to work with our, you know, local representatives at the state level and at the federal level to try to find some of that money so that we don't have to, you know, gradually over a period of time, so we don't have one large bill that comes when all this equipment finally reaches its kind of end date.
Talking with Matt Grandoni, Republican nominee now for Champaign County Clerk. He will face Aaron Ammons in November. Experience was a big issue in this race. You obviously touted your experience in the office mm-hmm. as director of training. John Rector maybe said, it's not as big of a factor as you might make it believe. What did you hear from voters? Did they resonate to the fact that you were already in the office, or was that not a big deal to them?
I certainly think that was a huge deal. You know, knocking on doors with folks, you know, Gordy and I knocked on a lot of doors. And the message we tried to drive home was, oh, he works in the office now. Oh, that seems to make sense to me. You know, that's kind of the way it works out in the real world. People are looking for experience. How many times have you been in an interview where someone says, well, you just don't have the experience we're looking for? That's the way it works in the real world, and I'm hoping that that's the way it works here in the political world as well.
What is next for you when the sun comes up tomorrow? Is it back on the campaign trail?
Tomorrow's back in the office.
Back in the office.
We've got to make sure we pick up all of our equipment. We have our usual post-election audits that we do, our 5% retabulation that we always do. So we've got to make sure we can get that all in order. Got to make sure we get our judges paid. You know, we have about 500 judges that will work with the auditor's office and the treasurer's office to make sure we can get those folks paid quickly. We really appreciate the work that they do, and we want to make sure that we can pay them as quick as we possibly can.
And quickly, do you know Aaron Ammons? Have you talked to him? What are you expecting in that race once things heat up toward November?
I've met him in the office on occasion. I think you're going to see me talk about experience a lot. You're going to hear me talk about the work we've done in the office, the fact that we have more registered voters than I believe we've ever had in Champaign County. We just had the largest election we've ever had in Champaign County in November of 2016. So I think we're doing things right in the office, and I want to make sure we keep doing them right.
Matt Grandoni, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Guys, before I send it back to you, I'll go ahead and read these final results here for Champaign County. Again, I'll repeat the ones I just told you about. Matt Grandoni, the winner in the Republican primary for Champaign County Clerk, 6,423 votes. John Rector, 5,776 votes. Champaign County Sheriff, we called that race a while ago, but the final numbers are now in. It's a landslide for Alan Jones, 8,994 votes. Greg Worrell, 2,880 votes. Champaign County Board District 6, the Democratic primary goes the way of Mike Ingram, 1,010 votes. The incumbent, Patsy Petrie, in second, 777 votes. Charles Young, 243 votes. Champaign County Board District 10, the Democratic primary there goes the way of Tanisha King Taylor, 1,539 votes. Christopher Storr, 933 votes. Total votes in the county for this primary election, 31,211, which exceeds pretty much everyone's expectations, both in the county clerk's office and observers like you and me. Normal in a primary like this would be around 24,000 to 25,000. So Champaign County has blown that out of the water by several thousand votes. Breaking it down, Democrat versus Republican, 17,912 Democratic ballots, 13,293 Republican ballots. So the Democrats ultimately came out on top there as far as participation goes. Six nonpartisan ballots were cast in Champaign County. And Scott and Michael, let's chew on this one for a second. Six blank ballots cast.
Oops.
You know, I think I've actually talked with Gordy about that before, and he has said that some people do that just to say, I participated, but maybe I don't care for any of the candidates, but I'm just going to participate, so I say I participated. So apparently six people did that.
Your own little silent protest. Okay.
There you go.
Thanks much, Tim Dittman. We have a few other non-Champaign County results to bring you as well. Piatt County Sheriff's race goes to David Hunt. He wins handily over Kyle Turngren with 2,900 votes and change against 653 for Kyle Turngren. The Douglas County Sheriff Republican side race for Joshua Blackwell is final. He wins with 56%. A close race with James Jimmy Rankin as an incumbent in Coles County Sheriff. He wins over the challenger, Steve Spear, 51% of the vote. Just a few hundred votes separated those two. The Monticello School reform passes. That being reported by the News Gazette's Steve Hoffman. The majority of voters in that coming out of Piatt County, and they had almost 1,500 votes in the affirmative there compared to just over 900 in the negative. We are joined now by outgoing State Representative Chad Hayes in the 101st State House race, and excuse me, the 104th State House race. Good evening to you, Chad. I know it's been a couple times we were about to connect with you, and then other more urgent matters came up, so we appreciate your patience with us, and good to hear from you.
Nice to be with you.
Well, tonight, how are you taking in a primary election in which you're not participating?
Well, certainly it's a relaxing dynamic when you're not participating, but certainly watching with high interest as always.
Representative Hayes, as you look at this, this district has been Republican since 1979. It's not always been the 104th. The number has changed, but it's basically been this very similar district since 1979 when Babe Woodyard took office, and then Representative Black, and then yourself since 2010, late December of 2010. Mike Maron's got a lot of name recognition in that district. Cynthia Cunningham is going to be running against Mike. Kind of as we just in the infancy of this race here, what's your take on that race and how things could shape out in November?
Well, certainly, as you stated, it's been a district in Republican hands for a long time. The district has changed rather substantially. I mean, there was a time when it went clear from Watseka down to Paris, Illinois, and currently you have portions of Vermillion and portions of Champaign County. About 57% of the vote is in Vermillion County. Mike Maron is the Vermillion County Board Chair. He's the chair of the Republican Party in Vermillion County, and certainly the district lines up pretty well for a Republican candidate. Chairman Maron's done a very good job as County Board Chairman. His opponent in the fall election, I think probably faces an uphill struggle. Where she lives personally is a bedrock Republican area. So certainly, I know Chairman Maron is taking nothing for granted. He's working hard. I know he's raising money. I would look for that seat to stay in Republican hands.
Well, and as you look at this, I mean, you're leaving after it'll be about 8 years in Springfield. You know, we talked to you after you made that decision. There's a lot of long-term legislators leaving Springfield. Just what's your take on that situation? There's some fresh faces are going to be in there at a time when it's unclear how things are going to be. We could have a new governor in the fall to start in January. Is that good for Springfield right now to have a lot of new faces in there, or do we need some experience with losing experience like yourself and others?
You know, I always think it's a healthy thing to have new people coming in. You know, one of the things that I think is really going to be incumbent upon those who are serving, and really we as voters, all of us, probably need to do a better job of asking a fundamental question, but it's a tough question. Are you willing to govern? Are you willing to make the difficult decisions that are necessary to move our state forward? As you know, I broke with my own governor and joined other legislators in negotiating a budget. It's been 31 months without a budget. I thought it was time for an adult in the room. I stood up and did what I thought was appropriate, and you'd be surprised at how little pushback I've taken on that, because I think people understand that you are sent to Springfield to do the work of the people and to keep the trains running on time and to govern. And we have far too many people who are more interested in gotcha kind of votes, more interested in pointing the finger at the other guy. And I think the electorate really expects more of their elected officials. And I think it's okay to ask people, are you willing to govern? And if you're in the minority, specifically, what are you willing to do? The notion that you're going to go over there and crack somebody in the head and they're going to just bow to what you want to do from the minority is the opposite of how it works. And so do you have the political acumen to navigate the legislative process and get something done? And I intend to ask those tough questions of a lot of people. And I'm proud to say when it was time to stand up and say enough is enough, not only did I stand up and do that, I led the charge. And I think we have to challenge our elected officials going forward to do just that.
Representative Hayes, as you look at it, another budget negotiation process is probably already underway and trying to get that done before July 1st, really by the end of May. You obviously want Governor Rauner, yourself being a Republican as well. He's been declared the official winner. He had a speech earlier, but he's now been officially declared the winner, the nominee for the Republican GOP for the governor's race. He could probably ill afford to have another budget impasse. Of course, it's not all his fault. We've been discussing that throughout the night tonight. What do you see happening with there? Is another budget impasse possible, which I would imagine would not help him in his reelection campaign, even though it would not all be his fault?
I don't know that the dynamics are terribly different than they were last year. You know, I would say as somebody who is an outgoing legislator who the last time around said that 31 months is enough time for anybody to get a budget worked out. I don't think those of us who are leaving, who voted for the budget last time, will waste much time in negotiating our own deal. If the governor can't get it done, we'll just do it without him again.
Well, Representative Hayes, any other thoughts on that race in November with J.B. Pritzker and Governor Rauner?
You know, it's an interesting dynamic. I think, you know, maybe as a nation, we have to take a little inventory in terms of what are we doing politically. You know, in our state, we have a billionaire governor running against a challenger who has so much money, he makes the billionaire governor look like he grew up on the poor end of town. I think there will be north of $300 million spent on the governor's race in Illinois. It could be more than was spent on the presidential race in the last election cycle. And I do think we have to have a national discussion about, you know, do we want the people's representatives to only qualify if you're wildly independently wealthy? And I think there are some problems with that. I think there are some inherent problems with having the only people who reach the finals, people who do not really inherit day-to-day problems and issues that most of us face. How am I going to get the power bill paid? How am I going to put my kid through college, et cetera, et cetera? When the only people who are running for these offices simply don't live in that world and don't experience those dynamics, I think that's a questionable place for us to be politically.
Well, Representative Hayes, we appreciate your time tonight. Thanks so much for joining us, and I apologize for a continued delay you, but thanks for hanging out with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Representative Chad Hayes, outgoing in the 104th State House. Cindy Cunningham will be on the ballot as the Republican nominee. Her opposition will be Mike Maron for the 104th State House. Some other outside of Champaign County issues to bring you. Well, this one in Champaign County, Broadlands Longview Fire Protection Tax Increase has not passed. That does not pass by a tally of 108 to 73. The Vermilion County Schools Facility Tax is a no vote as well by a total of 5,103 compared to 4,464. The Monticello School referendum does pass, all but one precinct reporting across three counties. It passes with all but one precinct reporting with 2,292 against 1,472. And we told you earlier, Coles County Sheriff on the Republican side goes to James Jimmy Rankin with 51% of the vote, a tight one there. Since we last discussed it, Governor Bruce Rauner has been declared a winner. He has claimed victory in a statement that he has put out. And of course, we already heard his victory speech as well. It appears it'll be Governor Bruce Rauner, incumbent, on the November ballot against J.B. Pritzker. What most anticipated was that we're watching this race. Tim Dittman out at the Brookings Administrative Center in Urbana. I imagine, Tim, things are starting to quiet down and most of the activity has gone elsewhere.
Yep, it is me and J.J. Farney in the room, Champaign County treasurer now, formerly auditor. And I would ask him to come on, but I put the other headset away. So he
didn't
and I
run for anything.
Yeah, he was exactly. He and I are just kind of hanging out here. As yes, the room has filtered out. Basically, you know, it's become custom. You know, it used to be everyone hung out in this room. Now it's you come here after you win, you celebrate, you do your media interviews, and then you either go out and have a drink or you go to bed. So we saw a little bit of activity here once the last precincts came in for Champaign County. Matt Grandoni was in the room. Several other political observers and elected officials were in the room as well. But things have pretty much calmed down here in Champaign County. And again, to recap, Matt Grandoni is your winner for Champaign County Clerk. Alan Jones is your winner for Champaign County Sheriff. And when I say winner, I'm referring to nomination here. And then in Champaign County Board, Mike Ingram is the Democratic nominee in District 6, and Tanisha King-Taylor is the nominee in District 10. So two Champaign County Board incumbents not coming out on top tonight. It was a landslide victory for Alan Jones in the Champaign County Sheriff's race. And then it came down to the wire, I would say, probably by the time we were at 93 out of 118 precincts or so, we probably all in the room knew that it was going to go the way of Matt Grandoni. But it was only about 5 or 6 percentage points difference by the time all the final votes came in. So that one was very close. And also a very happy man tonight is Gordy Holton, because he is seeing elections Record turnout after record turnout after record turnout. Tonight we had 31,211 total votes in Champaign County. Democrats 17,912, Republicans 13,293, 6 nonpartisan, 6 blank ballots. And that includes about 10,000 early votes, which is about double normal. And the 31,000 total votes is about 6 or 7,000 above normal. And when I say normal, I'm comparing to the last similar election we had, the 2014 midterm or off-presidential year primary. So Gordy Haltin is a very happy man tonight. I know he, from time to time, has faced some accusations of voter suppression and whether it's the right thing to do to consolidate polling places. And certainly that rhetoric will probably continue, and I will not make a determination here as to who's right and who's wrong. But as far as the numbers go tonight, we saw a great turnout here for Champaign County.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate your work there. We'll see you back here at the Radio Ranch.
Very good.
We will step aside for just a moment. Some races that have not yet been determined. The Democratic side of the Attorney General race. Also, the 6th Judicial Circuit and the 101st State House race on the Republican side. We hope to have that and some more reaction in a moment in our election night coverage.